You are listening to BensTorah.com.
This shiur is formulated in a way where we focus often deep and difficult inyanim to understand Api Pshat in its simple explanation. And we bring from the Sforim HaKdoshim Kabbalah concepts, which, although they are Kabbalah, we try to bring out practical lessons to be learned. And this shiur is following that progression. The Pasuk says that the Ribbono Shel Olam tells us that he rests among us even when we are defiled. Hashochen itom b'toch tumasa. This is a very difficult concept, as I said before, to understand, because the Ribbono Shel Olam is the essence of Kedusha. And how can he rest with us if we are defiled? Where does he rest exactly? And what are we supposed to do with this Hashoyes Hashrina? Let us tell a story that happened to Rabbi Yecheskel of Kuzmir, Talmud of the Choyza from Lublin, that he was walking with his son through a seemingly public area, which was called the Zaxi Gardens in Valshin, which was a vacation place, which was frequented by all kinds of people. And Rabbi Yecheskel asked his son, did he feel anything special while walking through the gardens, special spiritually? His answer was, no, father, I don't feel anything special. So Rabbi Yecheskel said, whoever wants to feel the taste of Kedusha, it's easier for them to reach the understanding and the feeling of Kedusha in such a place where there's no obvious Kedusha. And in such places, if a person has a desire to look and find the Shechina, it's easier to do it here than in places where there is obvious Kedusha. But the Knesset, but the Midrashis, it seems this is what Rabbi Yecheskel told us. And he said, let me tell you a story. That before Rabbi Simcha Bunim of Pshisra became known as a tzaddik, he came back from a trip to Danzig, which was a very secular place. And he would spend the Shabbos with the Yid HaKodesh, and then he would spend another Shabbos with the Choyza from Lublin. And on one occasion, he came to Lublin to visit the Choyza, but the Rebbe did not give him his usual warm Shalom Aleichem. And Rabbi Simcha Bunim was puzzled by this, because it seemed that the Choyza was displeased with him. So he scrutinized, in retrospect, every detail of what he did in Danzig, and not only could he not see that he did something wrong that the Rebbe should be upset with him, but he felt good about the trip of Simcha Bunim because he felt that he raised the Kedusha level with the irreligious Jews that were there, and he was what we call Marzel Lemutov, he raised them back to become closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam and the Derech HaTorah. So Reb Simcha Bunim was racking his brain. What is it that the Rebbe is upset with? So he thought of a Gemara, which is also a very difficult Gemara to understand, Al Pi Pashas. Gemara in Brochas Daf Hei, Pishpesh V'loi Motza, Yitle Be'Bitl Torah. That if somebody tries to find a Chesoron within himself, because things are going wrong, Yitle Be'Bitl Torah. And there's a whole bunch, many Pirushim of what this means. But for this story, suffice it to say that he thought maybe that Pshat in his Gemara and Masechet Brachos is that he didn't learn enough while he was in Danzig, even though he did mitzvahs. So he sat down and he started learning all through the night, and he thought maybe indeed he was lax in his Siddurim that he would normally have. But while he's learning, it occurs to him that maybe this Gemara and Masechet Brachos means that Pishvish v'loi matzi yitle b'tl Torah does not mean he was skipping Siddurim, he didn't learn enough time. It means that he learned inadequately. Maybe that's what the Gemara means. He started thinking, let me try to learn deeper, learn better, and maybe the Ribbono Shel Olam will open up my mind and I'll be able to see the things that I did in a different light. And indeed, after he learned intensely for a while, that maybe his chet was that he thought too highly of himself. He was too pleased. It seems that he thought that maybe the Rebbe felt that he had too much gaiva, that he was able to do these tikkunim. Maybe this was the problem. And later on, when he ultimately came to the Choyza again, after learning intently for a while, without him telling the Rebbe a word, the Rebbe told him, "B'Simcha Bunim, be aware of the fact that Danzig is a makom tuma, and where the Shechina is in a makom tuma, it seems to want to cleave to someone that will be able to absorb it and want to connect to it. In such a place where there's nobody, so to speak, taking advantage of the additional sanctity there, it's being ignored. That's a place that it's easier for anyone to raise up the Kedusha. And therefore, if somebody does feel inspired spiritually, he should not think that it's in his chus, that he did something unusual and it's something that says that he's a special person. Such a person should understand it's not so much the person who can raise the sanctity in this place. Anybody can do it if they have the desire to do it wholeheartedly and look for it and feel it. So the Rebbe seemed to imply to Reb Simcha Bunim, don't feel like you were a very great person that you did this, because many people could do that. The practical application, it seems to me, from this story, is especially in the Negev this time of year, people go to public places, not obviously holy places, and they keep their siddurim, and they understand that even when they're on vacation, they have to be connected. But there's more than meets the eye in these places, because there are special opportunities to raise the Kedusha of these places. So there are, as we said, hidden opportunities to raise the hidden Kedusha in unexpected ways. And I believe this connects to a very interesting maimer in the Sefer Kavayasha Perek Vov, which starts Habol Letayr Messayan Oisai, which is in Gemur Masech the Shabbos Daf Kuf Dalad Omer Aleph. He starts the Perek by saying, Kesh'odom Hoylich Lahamtzi Eze Mitzvah La'soisai, the person goes to a place and has in mind to do a mitzvah, or while he goes, he learns Torah, even if he's alone, that he can be mesaken neshamas, that, let us call them wayward neshamas, neshamas that are condemned to be in this world until they are fixed by tzaddikim. We've talked about this in the past, and this is a major theme in the Kavayasha, Vishem the Arizal, that there are neshamas that can't get into Gan Eden and they can't get into Gehenna. The tzaddikim normally are the ones that raise them. But he says something here which is similar to what we saw in the story from Yecheskel Mikuzmi, that anyone who goes to a place, Habol Letayr Messayan Oisai, doesn't just mean they help him, but it means that the person can help neshamas that are stuck there, that need a tikkun. That's why they're in this place of tumo, because these neshamas were metama themselves in their lifetime. They need the tzaddikim to get them out. But not only the tzaddikim. Anyone who says Torah, who has in mind to raise these neshamas, they have the power to do this through their Torah and through their desire to do mitzvahs. And even, he says in this parak, a little bit later, he brings a story from the Zohar, which we won't go into now. And he says, take this rule into your hand, klal zeh nekoyt biyodcha, shekol hiru toivo machshava toivo oisa pu'ula lo'ora alav ha'oros kedusha al yoina. When someone does any mitzvah when he's traveling, kol shkim b'dibur peh, oz yesh to'elis aneshamas hanidchois. Because very often the places where people are traveling, in other words, not the bata kinesis, but the midrashas, people have special opportunities to raise these neshamas. And even if someone goes to this place and he makes a bracha on a fruit, or as we said before, and we keep on repeating, or is oisik b'divrei Torah, through these things, the neshamas that are there are released from the prison of the Gilgal that they might be stuck in. So, as we said at the beginning of this year, although these are very deep machshavas, and one could imagine, what does it have to do with me? So the answer is that although we may not see it, but we may be zoichet to feel it, that if we say a bracha with kavon in those places, or if we learn Torah with kavon in those places, then we're not only doing the mitzvah of limud haTorah or saying the bracha, we are helping neshamas in need, which is what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants us to do. And that's Habol Letayr Messayan Lo, Kadosh Baruch Hu should help, that we should be zoicha not only to fix ourselves, but we should do these mitzvahs that the Holy Sforim, like the Kavayasha, inform us and guide us, that these can do tremendous pu'ulis for others and other neshamas, and we should be zoicha lilmoid ulalamoid lishmo alasaisu lekayim, and we should feel the Kedusha, which will enhance our ability to do the Kedusha. We should be aware of the fact that the ability is very often in our hands, not only in the hands. Should be zecha for Yeshua's and the Chumas for us, for Klal Yisrael and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.